What it do?
What's going on, peeps? Welcome back to the Let's Make Out podcast, where we make out all things love, life, and laughter. I am Gabrielle, one of your hosts.
And I am Chad, your other host.
Why you gotta do all the most?
Because you do all the most. Y'all exotic, girl. We're about to turn this camera off.
Exotic? Oh my goodness.
Girl, stop being so exotically beautiful.
I feel like that term, exotic, is misused so much. Like, the fact that people are always like, oh, you look so exotic. What is so exotic about me? And is exotic the right word?
Yeah, girl.
What does exotic mean?
Like, think of like an exotic car. They're like cool, beautiful cars.
That doesn't tell me what exotic
means. So you are a cool, beautiful car, sweetie.
Thanks.
No, you're exotic. It means you're like, you stand out.
Is that what the definition is?
Like, you stand out better than the rest.
You know.
It could be the booty, but it might be the breast.
You know what? Get music, please.
What up? So, we back with another episode. I think this is episode 18.
Is it 18?
I feel like it's episode 18.
Wow, we're getting close to 20, which is great because we're almost at our 1 year podcast anniversary.
Yes.
Isn't that crazy?
That is pretty crazy.
So, I guess in relation to it being 1 year, it makes me feel kind of bad about us only having...
No, I mean, I think 18 episodes. I think we finished strong. We got until December 1st, or actually November 30th. So maybe we can get 26 up, and that would be...
26 episodes up by then?
Yeah.
I mean, I'm down, but you know, you don't like to record the podcast. I'm going to let you know something.
Boy, okay? See, she about to make up stuff now.
Let me let you know something. That
making up stuff.
9 times out of 10, when we don't have a podcast, it's because babe is not interested.
I would give you 6 out of 10, not 9 out of 10.
7 out of 10.
I'll give you 6.5 out of 10.
8 out of 10.
I'll see. Now you go in the opposite direction. So I tell you what, we're happy to be here and actually having voices.
Yay, happy to be here.
Or it would have been a very quiet podcast.
Oh my goodness, you guys. We have both been struggling with our voice.
Yes.
It started with me, and it legit was gone for like 2 weeks before it just... mysteriously decided to
and then she
back.
Kept trying to make out with me. This podcast is called what?
Let's make out.
So we were making out, and so it passed to me. And then
we don't know that that's accurate, but
very accurate. Very. She kept jumping the bones.
My whole microphone was turned the other way, so sorry if I sounded pretty low.
Why are you so distant? Why are you acting so distant, Gabriel?
You know, that's so funny. Anyway. What was I going to say? I don't remember. If this is your first time listening to the Let's Make Out podcast, thanks for clicking on this.
Yes.
You know, we like to have a little fun. We've been married for 7 years now. You could see our lives over on our YouTube channel at Gay Babe TV. And you can actually watch this podcast on YouTube at Let's Make Out Podcast.
Exactly.
You can tweet us at Let's Make Out Pod. You can leave your comments on Facebook or Instagram at Let's Make Out Podcast.
That's right.
We'd love to hear from you guys.
Absolutely. Or you can go to GayBabeTV.com and they have everything about Gabe and Babe. And we've got our baby girl with us today.
Yes, we have a special guest if you haven't noticed already. If you're watching, obviously you saw her. But yeah, we're just going to see how this goes.
That's right. So maybe she'll answer a few questions for us.
So today we're going to do a rapid fire situation, which essentially our assistant went through and looked at all of the Ask Gay Babe questions.
Shout out to E.
Shout out to you, girl. And she just made a list of like 20 to 25 questions, summing up what you guys are asking. And
yes,
we are going to go through and answer them to the best of our ability. And hopefully we'll make it through all 20 in the shortest amount of time possible, because baby girl is probably not going to last that long.
Exactly.
So, okay. Just I feel like right there's in. Still, man, I feel like there's so much for us to catch up on, though. Maybe we'll do a catch-up episode after this one.
What y'all vote? Y'all want a ketchup
or like, a mustard? Yeah, what's been...
Y'all too deep in the mustard to catch up. You are so, you hear me? So corny. You too deep in the mustard to catch up.
Jokes.
Think about that.
All day. Anyway, so yeah, if you guys want a catch-up episode after this to tell you kind of what we've been up to for these last... We've
been up to
I don't
a lot.
Know, month
let
or
us
so.
Know. Yeah, let us know.
Let us know. Okay. And happy November. When you're listening to this, it is November 1st.
That's right. Because it's actually the 31st of October right now.
Two more months until the end of the year. Isn't that crazy? Have you accomplished all of your goals? How are your goals looking? I think that that's a really good one for us to do in a couple of weeks. Go back and talk about the goals that we had.
I think so, yeah.
I at the beginning a, of the year and one. Just kind of assess and see.
Because I think that's important for you to be honest with yourself. Yeah. Now go back and go back and look at your goals and be honest with what you actually really accomplished and what you didn't, and then try to figure out why you didn't, because it's don't get down on yourself. Don't use it as a beat up session. Use it as a session to say, I had some shortcomings, but I had some victories, and how am I going to be even more victorious next year in 2019?
Victorious.
Exactly. So.
Oh, wait.
That's notorious, but that's our remix.
But victorious wins.
G-Mix.
It's so funny how the mind works.
G-Mix.
Okay, first question from Rochelle. Shout out to you, girl. Haven't had sex with a husband in a year. How do I start the convo? Girl, did we talk about this on our sex podcast? We didn't answer this question,
I don't remember, but let's just say, okay, how do you have not had sex with your husband in over a year. How do you approach it?
What do you say?
I think quick answer with not knowing
the
details obviously. The dirty deets, the juicy deets.
They ain't juicy.
I would say it needs to be a conversation. You are grown, married folks.
Yes.
You need to sit down and have a conversation. Look, go. You know what? And if you want to approach it in a very kind way, which you do.
Yeah, please do it in a
plan
kind
around
way.
A date. Like go on a date. If you cannot go on a date for some reason, obligations, kids, do like a little date at home. Just, you two, after you get the kids getting to bed. If you've got kids, I don't know if you do. If you don't, it makes it much easier, obviously.
Yeah. We're totally not getting through all these
and
questions.
Just have the conversation, and talk about why it's not happening.
Yes.
And then come up with a plan of action of how you're going to make it happen, whether you need... Yeah, go ahead.
So how do you start the conversation is the question. You just schedule a date and say, hey, at this date, this is what we're going to talk about? Is that like, how do you start the conversation?
I think that...
Because we know how to schedule a conversation, how to have date night, but like, what do you say after it's been a whole year? Could you imagine going a whole year without having sex?
No, there's nothing. It's yeah.
It just wouldn't happen. I mean, and I could probably go a lot longer than you, but a whole year—that's like
that's craziness. No, I think that your spouse better than we do, obviously, and so if it's going to put pressure on him by saying, hey, on Wednesday night at 7:00, we're talking about the big SEX. True. If that's going to bring stress upon him and that's not going to help the conversation, then maybe you don't do that. So let's have a chance to connect, talk about our family, talk about our lives, where we want to be. Let's just have that conversation. Let's just, and maybe that's a little more, a little more comfortable. And then obviously he knows that y'all ain't had sex. It's not like it's a secret to him.
Yeah. I would say, are you finished?
Yeah, go ahead.
Sorry, I don't
go
mean
ahead,
to cut
though.
You off, no, but I feel like you'll go forever. pun intended.
Yeah, girl.
That was a good one, right?
That was good. All right, we've after this podcast, putting baby girl to sleep, and we're going to test the theory.
Oh, I cracked myself up.
That was good.
I was going to say, if you wanted to go the complete opposite direction of that, get you something nice, slip it on, and just... come downstairs or wherever, I don't know if you guys have kids or whatnot, but just set the mood and then have the act. Then talk about it after.
Calm down. Get you some 90s R&B.
No. Well, yeah. Get you some 90s. Slip on your ring.
So here's my thing.
Hey, this is going to be a disaster.
Hopefully, If you slip it on, he'll slip it in.
Hey, I know that's right.
I'm just saying. Like, look, we're grown folks.
Sometimes you just got to do the talking afterwards. Have exactly. the act, set up the scene, and then talk about it.
Why later. You want to do that more often.
Yeah.
Girl,
yeah.
you are a maniac.
I think that's great. I'm so sorry if she is distracting, but, you know, you either get a podcast with her or you just don't get a podcast.
Yeah,
so.
She has opinions, yeah. okay? She's like her mom.
You don't have any opinions about that, okay?
You no opinions, ever.
Question two from Tiana. How do you guys pray? How do you guys pray? How do you guys put God first?
I'll let you start, love.
I think that I'm assuming you're asking, like, how do we pray? I don't know if you're asking how do we pray together or, like, how do we pray separately, but I would say that you just, when I pray to God, I literally just have a conversation with him. I talk, I take out all of the formalities, and I just talk to him like he were my dad, because he is my dad.
Absolutely.
And I've been trying to teach Chad Jr. how to pray also, and I've been just trying to explain to him that you can talk to God how you would talk to your dad, how you would talk to me, like just have a conversation. Obviously there's reverence there. I'm still honoring him. I'm still thanking him, and you know, but it's simple. I think that sometimes you can overcomplicate prayers, and
absolutely.
They don't have to be, you know, 10 minutes of, oh, Father God, and we bless your name. And I mean,
exactly.
that's great, but sometimes you just need to have a conversation. So I think that that's how I pray. When we pray together, we usually do the same thing.
Absolutely. I'm turning this phone down here.
Oh, okay. Yeah, we usually do the same thing, and it usually takes like one of us just being like, okay, let's pray. We need to pray together, because I would say that we aren't the best at praying together on a consistent basis.
Yeah, it's something that we've identified that we want to get better
at. Yeah, but yeah, usually it's one or the other that's like, okay, you know what, let's take this before God.
Exactly, but we're always praying for each other,
yeah,
like individually.
I think separately we've got that,
like,
covered.
You know, and I think that we use those. I mean, I use the moments in the car, put some praise and worship on, and you know, and really, and something else we've started that I do every so often to reset myself is I listen to nothing but worship music. So whether it's, you know, K-Love, or whether it's praise and worship on, like, you know,
Sirius
or X or iTunes or wherever it is. You know, just to really get myself grounded and reset. And then that also spawns conversations with God.
Mm-hmm. It does.
You know, it just, it automatically, a song come on, you into it.
Yeah.
And then, you know, and then it just automatically gets you right into a conversation with God. And I think that, but no, yeah, we've identified that we've got to do better about praying together. You know, just for everything.
Yeah.
Like just in general. It doesn't have to be anything like special. It can be just thank you for today.
Exactly. You know, order our steps today.
Yeah. Like, so we know we gotta do better, but I think that identifying that you're not doing what you wanna do when you're talking about your prayer game, and then addressing it.
Right.
Yeah.
And I would say, for putting him first, I think the best way to put him first is to bring him into your day. And asking him, you know, Lord, what is it that you want me to do today? Order my steps. Show me the directions that I should take. You know, what should I be, you know, doing with my time? Like, I feel like that's how you put him first in all things. You're consulting him and waiting for him to answer you. And I will be the first to admit that that's not the easiest thing to do. A lot of times it's easier to just make the decision and then pray about it. But I think that when you start to really go to him first, that keeps him first in your life in all areas.
Absolutely. Yeah, perfect.
So
hopefully that answers your question.
Question three. What do you think? This is from Artavia. What do you think about a couple moving in together before marriage? Well,
you know, I mean, I think we could give you the, you know, we could give you the, obviously,
the Christian answer.
The Christian answer.
Don't do it.
But I think so we come from the unique, I think is unique. I don't know if it is or not. Unique relationship where we didn't live together prior to being married. So for us, it worked out, obviously, 7+ years now.
Yeah.
It worked out amazing. And so, of course, we're advocates for that. For me, if you can avoid living together, then I think it's important for you to continue to, you know, progress, you know, in your relationship without having to live. You're still going to spend a ton of time together. I'm sure you're going to do sleepovers once in a while. I mean, that stuff just...
It happens.
It happens, right? Yeah. But, like, making the choice to fully move into each other and share bills and share all of that kind of stuff, like, before you're married, I think that it puts you in a position where you're acting as a married couple.
You are.
But you're not. Mm-hmm. And that, I just feel like that could, you know, be amazing in the long run, or it could be very, very bad in the long run.
Yeah.
And I feel like, what's the rush? If you know, if you're together, you're in a relationship and you're working towards marriage, if that's what you both want, then work towards that. You don't have to rush it by moving into each other.
Yeah.
You know?
No, I agree. I just think that it takes away some of the fun. Like, when you get married, I think a fun part about it is figuring out how to coexist and how to live together. You know, like, that to me was part of the fun in us. Like, we've never lived together before. It's a learning curve. Yeah. You know, it's just interesting to me. I feel like when people are already living together, like, what is the difference after you get married? Y'all just come on home? Like, all right. You know what I'm saying? I don't know. I'm gonna actually ask. I have, you know, my best friend, she did that. I'm gonna ask her.
Yeah.
Like,
exactly.
You know what I'm saying? And I think that a lot of people look at it like, well, we got a wedding to plan for, let's just save the money. Like, why pay for two different spaces when we're going to be together all the time? Which could be a logic, you know? I mean, it could be your logic. We didn't do that.
Yeah,
but
exactly.
Not saying that it's horrible, you know what I'm saying? I was just always taught that, you know.
Exactly.
Why do you want the cow when you get the milk for free? Like, why buy the cow when you get the milk for free? Exactly. So if you're already living with this person, like, what is the rush to make you their wife? Or, you know, like, because you're already doing everything already. You've already combined everything already. Like, what's the point?
And let's face it, how many people have we known, and you can probably sit and think about this, how many friends do we have that, whether a guy or a girl, have been living with someone for years, mm-hmm. been in a relationship with them for years, mm-hmm. and the guy has yet to pop the question?
Yeah.
Let's just think about it.
Yeah.
So, not saying that guy is a bad person, but... Like, why is there not a commitment being made there? Like, why is there not, like, the next step being taken?
Yeah,
like,
because what does it change?
What does it change? You're already acting like you're married anyway, so why put a ring on it? Like, we're good. Like, you know, so I think that, I don't know, in our opinion, we would say,
Say just hold off.
Hold off if you can. Absolutely.
Yeah, you know, just hold off. It makes it more fun, I think.
Yeah.
If anything.
Absolutely.
And it's, you know, no shade or nothing against people that have lived together before getting married.
No, not at all.
You know, everybody, hey, you do you. You do what's best for you, but this is just our opinion.
It was just a question that was asked to us, right. And we gave you our opinion.
Next one is from Nicole in Chicago. Chicago, Chicago, da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da- love it. Okay. Sorry.
First Broadway show I've ever went to. With yes, my beautiful wife, it Chicago. It was,
yes.
Chicago and New York.
Okay. I know, right? Was your need for counseling triggered by something / life event? And I'm assuming that you're asking me because I'm very open about my, you know, journey through therapy. And yes, it was triggered by my infertility and just mm-hmm. wanting to have an outlet for dealing with all of the stress that comes with trying to conceive and, you know, dealing with an infertility journey. Like mm-hmm. that was what started me looking for a therapist. Yeah. But I will say that getting in therapy, first of all, is like one of the best decisions that I've made. But it's interesting how you can go for one specific thing and it just opens up so much more. I mean, you just think about all the life experiences you've had in however many years you are and events that have happened to you that you don't even think about how they, you know, can trigger something else or why you act or respond the way you do about certain things. Like it was a godsend for me to go to therapy. I recommend therapy for all people. And it's just, you just never know. Like my therapist, she uses the analogy, like, you know, you get a car and you take care of it, right? You take it for oil change, it gets tune-ups, mm-hmm. you know what I'm saying? Because you want to extend the life of it. Why is it that we don't look at our lives the like same that. Way? Yeah. We don't, you know, we go to a doctor. Sure, we'll go to the doctor, the medical professional, you know, but why don't we go to somebody that can help us mentally? Like absolutely. The, emotionally. You know, like emotionally. Why don't we do checkups on that? Or why, you know, it's interesting the stigma that comes with therapy. Absolutely. It's like, ain't nobody shaming nobody yeah. for going to the doctor because you're not well. If you're not well mentally, there are people around to help you. Like, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. And no, they don't take the place of God, you know, because some Christians are like, God is my therapist. That's all I need. No, God has put trained professionals, just like there are medical doctors. Exactly. You need somebody there that is trained to help you go through the emotions or talk them out or see things from a different light. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah. If I could give everybody the gift of therapy, I swear I would.
I think it's one of those things where you just need an outside opinion. You need somebody that can give you a unbiased opinion to either tell you that yes, you're right in the way you're thinking, or no, you're overthinking it, or mm-hmm. stop being so stubborn. Like, you know, there's things that because you're not always going to want to listen to your spouse in it, or your spouse isn't always going to have the answer you need. And that's okay. Like, we didn't get married so that we could cure each other's problems.
Right.
We got married so we could support each other through each other's problems.
Yeah. Oh, that's a good one, right?
And through each other's, through each other's victories, mm-hmm. defeats, whatever. We're there for each other. That doesn't mean we have all the answers.
Yeah.
I mean, we're both just people that deal with, you know, our own emotional struggles, right? And some together. So I think I'm glad that she did it. And I thought about it too, just because, you know, I love the analogy about mm-hmm. why would you not tune your mind up? People tell you to read books and to, you know, tune your mind up and you're learning, always learn. Well, what's the difference? Like, if I can go talk to somebody that can bring out emotions and feelings, help me like process things better. Why not?
Yeah, yeah.
There's nothing wrong with that. And I think that people need to let go of that stigma. There's so many successful people, and I consider my wife a successful person as well, that go to a therapist.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's awesome because that's admitting that you don't have all the answers.
Right. I mean, and you've been through therapy before.
I went through therapy as well back, you know, it's been a long time, but I, you know, back in the military and as a, you know, and I went through therapy and it definitely was helpful. Mm-hmm. And that's why I'm never against doing it. And I've thought about doing it again, you know, just why not?
Yeah.
What can it hurt? Not a thing.
Exactly. It's definitely not going to hurt a thing.
Exactly.
So strong advocates for therapy.
Question number 5. Any advice for people going down the wrong career path? This is from Amber. She became a nurse but regrets career choice, wants to change career. Shout out to you, Amber. You know, I think career path, that's such an interesting thing for us to answer, obviously, because we never thought we would be
in
social media, you know, in a social media business, right?
Yeah.
I think that you know, we're both sitting here in our 30s, you know, still asking God and praying to God about direction and purpose mm-hmm. and what our true passion is for life and where does he want us to continue to progress to, and what walk does he have for us? And I think that if you're not questioning that, you're 29, and if you're not questioning that every day, then you're doing yourself a disservice. It's okay to love what you're doing, but then also to understand that you think there's more for you. And I think that so if you feel like you made a wrong career path and you don't enjoy it,
it's not too late to change it.
It's never too late.
Yeah, it's never too late. And I think that, you know, we can all attest to the fact that life is short. So why spend time doing something that you ultimately don't love, you know? Figure out a way, you know, just work and make sure you can figure out a way to find what it is that brings you happiness and joy, and then figure out a way to do that instead of what you're doing. Or, you know, like if you really feel like you just aren't feeling nursing,
yeah,
then search inside yourself and figure out, you know, go spend some time with God and pray and figure out what it is that makes you happy, and how could you in turn maybe make an income from that.
Absolutely.
Maybe start as a hobby, you know, a side gig, and then maybe it'll grow into something else.
Like, absolutely.
That's what YouTube was for me. I was working at an office job. I hated my job. I hated it. Mm-hmm. And YouTube was just something for me to do, like an outlet for me. It was something that I enjoyed doing. And then along the way, the Lord made it so that I could do it full time. But it took years for me to get there, but it happened. And, you know, what if I never would have picked up the camera?
Absolutely.
Thinking, oh, I'm just going to be stuck in this job that I hate.
And what I would say to add to that's perfect. But what I would also add to that, is make sure you're currently a nurse or you're currently in a job that you're doing. Make sure you're giving that 110%.
Oh, yeah.
Like, don't, again, do yourself a disservice by slacking off or by acting uninterested or not trying your hardest. Be the best you no matter what situation you're in right now. All right, question number 6. How do you deal with the many women who covet your husband? This is from Jen.
Hey, Jen. That's hilarious. I don't think about it. I mean,
I don't either.
I think that there's always going to be somebody that finds your spouse attractive. I mean, you know, we get married, but we don't become blind. So, you know, like, we can look at other people and see that they're attractive, but it doesn't bother me because I ain't nobody crossing a line. Now, if you cross a line, then we're going to have some things to talk about. But yeah. You know what I'm saying? And I fully trust my husband. So even if they cross a line, they ain't gonna get nowhere. Good luck, girl. But yeah, it doesn't bother me at all. I know he's fine. I know. AC's a damn good man. I know. So
thank you, love.
If wasn't nobody out there who wanted him, there would be something wrong. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, and I feel like nothing makes you more attractive than when you are taken. Don't you feel like that? Like, don't you feel like people come out, like, when you're married, but, you know, by the time you're married, people get over it. But, like, when you're fresh in a relationship or something, all the folks come out of nowhere. It's like, where were you when I was single?
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? It's just kind of how the world works.
It's how the world. People always want what they can't have.
Yes. It's that appeal of the grass is greener or that you're, you know, missing out on something else.
Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, yeah. At the end of the day, it's just one of those things where you're a human being. You're going to think other people are attractive. Mm-hmm. But I mean, if you're in a relationship, then just don't act on it.
Yeah.
You know, that's a bigger message.
Don't bother me none. Yeah. Don't bother me none. Just know your place, girl.
I know my place.
Okay.
Right here with this woman.
This is a good one from Chrissy.
Okay.
How do you deal with grief? She's lost mother and father. Mm. Well, I'm so sorry for you, Christy.
Absolutely.
Or Chrissy, I'm sorry. I think that this is definitely something Babe can answer.
I think it's tough. You know, it's tough. It's definitely something that I haven't lost both my parents, but I've lost my father a couple years ago. And, you still get sad. You still get, emotional about it. And that's okay. I think that, as long as you address those emotions and actually like feel them. As long as you address those emotions and you feel them, like actually feel the emotions, it's okay to cry. Like as a woman, as a man, it doesn't matter. Like it's okay to cry and be sad, like, and to process it. But then, you know, because if you don't, then obviously it's going to be harder and harder for you to move on. You're never going to move on fully. And what I mean by moving on is to be able to function, you know, when the day comes around, when the anniversary comes around, or when a memory comes around. You still got to function. You still got your own responsibilities. You still got things that you're meant to do here on this world. And so feel the emotions. And if you got people close to you, then, you know, feel the emotions with them, you know, like connect with them and spend time with, you know, with people that you love and that love you. And don't make it a pity party. Make it a celebration. You know, celebrate the life, you know, and laugh about the stuff that was funny. Like, you know, like, you know, try not to be, it's easy to get sad and emotional But I think it's okay to get happy and emotional when you're remembering a loved one. So that's what I try to do. It does get, I mean, it's been a couple of years, you know, it's not been a long, long time. But yeah, I think I've gotten better each year and I'll have more times like that because I'll have Chad Jr. has already asked about, you know, Grandpa. And he said something very sweet not too long ago. Mm-hmm. He was just like, I wish Grandpa hadn't, you know, wasn't dead.
Yeah.
You know.
Oh, we were praying and he prayed that God would heal Grandpa.
Yeah, it was just the sweetest thing ever. I mean, and it made me emotional. Like it was it made Gabriel emotional. And just so you're still gonna have those moments that happen, but at the same time just know that God is got you because like at the same time, like, you know, we got baby girl, you know, like that now is like a, you know, I truly believe the dad has met her, you know, and like, it's just the small things that you have to look at that God, you know, one loss, but we got something else pretty cool as well. Yeah. So, you know, it's like, you know,
there's a gain there. Yeah.
Yeah. So, you know, I don't know. Hopefully that helps, but yeah, just, you know, just feel the emotion.
Good words. Okay, we're going to do two more questions, and this will take us halfway through our list of questions because I don't think we're going to last very much longer. This is from Alyssa, whose boyfriend / baby daddy doesn't work and has no license and now is sleeping in different rooms. Should I leave him? Okay. I think that if you have to ask, you already know the answer.
You do.
That's my short answer, but... long answer, I guess, would be he doesn't work, he doesn't have a license, and now he's sleeping in a different room. First of all, why is he sleeping in a different room? Like, does he not want to be there? Is he just using you because you're taking care of him?
Or like, why doesn't he have...
Is the relationship over? Like, yeah, I'm confused. Like, why would he be sleeping in a different room?
So I'm saying there's a lot of things that we don't know.
Yeah.
We're never advocates just to push people to break up or to move on. But at the same time, like, here's the question you ask yourself.
Yeah.
Is he bringing value to your life? Mm. And are you bringing value to his life?
Well, even if you bring a value to his life, he ain't bringing none to yours.
But I mean, but that's also a question I think it's important to ask yourself because you never want to like put off all the blame and judgment on someone.
Yeah, that's true.
But then you're not doing anything in return. So like if you feel like you're putting value and you're doing what you can, but you're not getting anything in return, then you know the answer. You got to be equally yoked. That doesn't mean you have to have the equal paychecks. You know what I mean? You have to have equal income, equal cars, equal anything like that. It just means that you need to both be heading in the same direction.
And it's interesting. You said he doesn't work and why? He has no license. So he didn't have a license when you guys got together. Was that not a deal breaker for you? Like, because you have to, you know what I'm saying? It's like we put ourselves in situations. So sometimes you want to hope for the best for people, but a lot of times people show you who they are from the beginning. So it's kind of like,
to not see those.
Yeah. I don't know. You definitely assess the situation and ask yourself about the value. And then my thing is, if you're not trying to get a job or you're not trying to get a license, then we don't have anything to talk about.
Yeah, like what? If you're not progressing to be a better person,
mm-hmm.
then yeah, you might need some alone time to assess where you're at in life.
Maybe it's good that he's in a different room.
Yeah.
So you can cut it off. Like, you know what? This is just not working for me.
Exactly. Like,
yeah.
And here's the thing. If you're okay with him being in another room and he's okay with being in another room, roommate status.
Yeah.
Like, that's roommate status.
He need to be contributing.
Then he needs to be paying bills? Half the bill. Yes. You know what I'm saying? So he ain't got a job. He's not paying half the bills.
No.
So
he gets
I think you know the answer to this question.
I think so, too.
And so you just have to really take the time to think it through.
Yeah. What's the best for you and your child? Because you said baby daddy. So what's going to be the best situation for the child to thrive in?
Absolutely.
And for you to be happy. Yeah. You should be happy.
You deserve to be happy. Absolutely. And you deserve to have, you deserve to have the happiness for yourself and for your child. Because your child needs to see that.
Okay, last question. Yes. This is from Jeannie. Eating habits and exercise routines. So,
okay,
you want to go first?
No, Matthew, you're the pro at this, sweetie.
I'm not a pro.
You are really, really good at devising a eating plan, eating like just like diets, sticking to them. You're very disciplined, and I'm impressed. So you need to go on this.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that you are impressed, because I would like to think that I'm not the best at it.
You sell yourself short.
I do. I feel like I have bouts of consistency where I'm like really good. I'm really on it. And then, you know, I have my moments where I'm not so good or I'm not so on it. But honestly, for one, I pay a trainer to help me reach the goals that I wanted to get to, because I realized that me trying it on my own wasn't necessarily giving me the results that I wanted. So, you know, don't be afraid to reach out to a professional to help you.
Another example of asking for help.
Yeah, getting to your goal. So I think that my eating, right now I'm doing macros. I count macros, which is a form of, it's like instead of counting calories, you're looking at your protein, your carbs, and your fats. And it's been something that's worked the best for me in everything that I've tried, because I've tried it all, mm-hmm. because of the freedom. And whatever it is that I want to have, I can work it into the macro count that I have for the day or for the week. So mm-hmm. It's been the best for me, because it's just given me freedom. I don't feel restricted. And
it's dropped a good 20, 21
pounds. Yeah, I'm definitely, I'm down. I've lost all of my baby weight and a little bit more. So like total, that's like, you know, 60 pounds. And I feel good. So I don't know. It's just start small. Start with one thing that you want to do. You want to cut out soda. Start there.
Yeah.
Or, you know, you want to be more active. Start walking 30 minutes a day or something. You know, like just take small steps, because sometimes you bite off this huge thing of I'm not going to do that. And then you do it for like a week or two, and then you're burnt out because you rushed it. So, you know, I work out 4 times a week. I do weight training. I do 2 days of cardio. And, you know, that's good for me. I don't need to work out every single day. If you want to work out every single day, do it. But just start small. Like, build up to that.
Absolutely. Like,
that's my advice.
No, that's great advice. And just my only thing I could add to that is that, yeah, absolutely. Just is when you start this, don't expect overnight success. Don't expect it to you. Your first day of macros, you wake up the next morning, you drop 17 pounds. It don't work like that. It don't work like that. Like it needs to be, you need to be realistic.
Yeah.
So I think that goes back to, like, we've talked about this before in the podcast, being realistic with the goals that you set.
Yeah.
Don't set a goal that you're going, you know, you, so, you, know so you say you weigh 200 pounds. You say you're going to lose 180 of them. Like, that's not realistic.
Yeah.
Like, just be realistic with your goals, knowing that you want to lose this much weight, but it's going to take consistency.
It does. It takes consistency, and it's not an overnight success.
And you're going to have some bad days.
You are. You're going to have days where you absolutely just,
you might gain a pound, and you're like, what the heck?
Yes. But that's okay. Don't use the screw up as an excuse to just start next Monday. Don't do that. I've been there. Like, oh, I'd already messed up. Let me just fool around for the rest of the week and I'll start again on Monday. No, Monday may never come. You know what I'm saying? Exactly. Like, take it day by day, bite size goals, you know, 5 pounds, then 10 pounds, then 15 pounds. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Or go, you know, and yeah, just give it a start. Be consistent. Mm-hmm. Don't stay away from the fads, man. I've done all the fad diets, all of them, and they don't work. They really don't work. Or if they do work, as soon as you go back to real life, all the way comes back and then some. So if somebody is promising you, you're going to lose 30 pounds in 30 days, I would have to give a side eye. Like, exactly. What are you doing to lose those 30 pounds?
And is it actually healthy for you?
Did it take you 30 days to gain the weight?
Exactly. And will it actually Well, it actually lasts, like you said. Like, mm-hmm. after that 30 days, you might lose it, but
then what?
What's going to happen after that? You're going to blow back. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, so it's like, I love what you said. Start small. Mm-hmm. Keep it simple. The KISS method is always great.
Keep it simple, stupid.
Yeah, that's the that's the KISS method.
Why is it simple, stupid? I don't understand that.
Well, because people, yeah. I think that it started and it became so harsh. It's because people try to overthink things. They try to overdo it. Like, just keep it simple. Like, stop being so extra.
Oh, so it's not like, It's simple, stupid. It's like you're keep calling, it simple,
stupid.
Oh, like calling the. Oh, yeah. Okay. Now yeah. I get it.
So, but yeah, like, so we're okay with sense. Like we can say the other S is keep it simple, soldier. Keep it simple, soldier.
He would say soldier.
Just say whatever. Say but yeah, we all in the soldier. We all soldiers for God.
Ah, keep it simple, shouty.
There you go.
That's mine.
Keep it simple, shouty. With that.
That is the end that's the of end. Our podcast, you guys. If you have made it.
The whole.
If you have made it to the end, you are appreciated.
Don't you know we love you, sweet ladies. And any guys that's listening.
You know what? It's so funny because I just knew he was going to say it. You normally say Sweet Sadie. And I'd be like, babe, that's a whole nother different song.
I know, right?
You did good this time, Johnny.
Thank you.
So, you guys, if you could do us a favor, we would love it if you would rate and review this podcast.
Yes.
So, whatever medium you're listening to it on, well, I don't know. I think on Google Play, you can rate and review.
iTunes is the biggest one.
Of course, on iTunes, you can do that because, you know, it helps people to find our podcast and, you know, join the family and all of that good stuff. Also, I would love it if you guys would screenshot you listening to this. If you're like watching, you know, on your phone or your iPad or whatnot, or even on your computer, if you could screenshot it and tag us, tag at Let's Make Out Podcast on Instagram, or you can tag, you know, Babe and I separately. We'll put our social media down below. But I would love to just see who's listening and, you know, we can shout you guys out on the page, like just, you know, just so we can see our audience, you know, talk
absolutely.
To you guys.
Because at one point in time, you guys. This is how awesome y'all are. And this is how powerful community can be. Mm-hmm. You guys had us, like, we were like top five in kids and family on podcasts on iTunes.
And that's major.
That's major.
Yeah.
It doesn't make, you know, it doesn't make us feel special or anything. That it just shows that we have really awesome peeps.
Yeah, you guys are like dope.
So we appreciate it. And thank you for listening. Hopefully you enjoyed. And we will talk to you next time.
See ya.
Deuces.